Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, here we are with more of the good news, and the good news that the Word is still performing itself as believers speak it. When Jesus said in His name that we believers are to cast out demons, well, He really meant it. And when we finally do that part of the gospel, the commission, we find people are set free when they wouldn't have been free probably otherwise. Well, here on the program today is just that kind of testimony. I'd like to welcome Sue Nichol to the program. Sue, good to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Sue, let me get a little history on you and your spiritual background. How long ago, how many years ago was it that you were born again?
Well, it was 21 years ago. I was 21.
Well, that's easy to remember, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Sue, as your life moved along, and how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues? Did you receive that?
Not until 1988, in October of 88, and my life has been completely different since then.
Well, I think we all can vouch for that, my life included. I was born again when I was 13, and it wasn't until many, many years later that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues, and the excitement and adventure hasn't stopped yet, and it won't. That was quite a few years ago, in 1978. Well, Sue, here you were born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, but yet, as each year went by, you found there were still some things that were bothering you. Why don't you share that with us?
Well, I had a lot of fears and a lot of worries and doubts, and I was afraid of being alone. I was afraid of taking a shower by myself. I was afraid of driving the interstate. There was peace, but there wasn't peace. It was like I'd get so close to the Lord, and then something would pull me back. And so I knew something was wrong, and I wanted to get it right.
Well, the Bible does tell us that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And if God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, who do you suppose was doing it?
Well, now I know it was Satan, and he had a lot of influences upon me.
How'd you finally kind of wise up to that possibility?
Well, we have a couple in our church that does deliverance ministry, and they had been given testimonies of that. Ron Mitchell came to me one morning when we greeted our church, and he said, God does not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And it blew my mind because I had a lot of fears at that time, and I thought I was hiding them pretty well. But I wasn't from him, and I knew he was in deliverance ministry.
Tom is one of our... Ron is one of our longest members of Deliverance Ministries here. He's been with us pretty close since the inception back in 84, and he's certainly well seasoned, so he could tell you were tormented with fear.
Yes, that's what he said. And that verse carried me through the week, but because I had to carry that verse, I began calling them, and I made an appointment to see them.
Okay, and why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, it was real exciting. They began asking me about my background, and at the age of 4, I had been placed in a foster home for about 6 months or a year because my mother was real, real ill, and I had had some fears of rejection that set in then. And then when I was around 8 or 9, there was incest in my home with my father and myself, and there was a lot of stuff in me because of that. Fathers just don't realize what they do to their children. It really put me through a literal hell, as you say. So it was real difficult. And as they began bringing these things back up, they began praying and breaking the bondage of rejection and fear and molestation and a lot of these off of me. And there was like tremendous relief. I mean, it was just wonderful. I mean, it took about 3.5 hours, but it was wonderful. And
as so they finally even got hold of individual spirits, Sue?
Oh, yes, yes.
How do you know they were spirits? I mean, could you feel them or something?
Well, they came out. I mean, it was like there was lots of pressure when they were trying to be being brought to be delivered, like resistance. But then as Ron and Alice were ministering to me and pleading the blood of Jesus up on me, then it was like something just let go of me, and it was just relief.
You know, some would say, well, it's all psychological or something, but those of us in the deliverance ministry, of course, we've learned that there are actual entities out there, but in your case, you sounds like you could feel them as they would come off. You knew there was something even physical, spiritual, but yet physical as it left, apparently. And many people, about half the people we minister to, do feel something going on, and others don't feel anything yet. They're just as free. But in your case, you apparently did feel something happening.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think the one that didn't want to go was the spirit of pride because of a divorce. And I had to be the mother and father and make all the decisions. And but I tell you what, I realized the power of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, because when Ron says, I plead the blood of Jesus upon you, you demonic spirit of pride, I mean, I began crying, and then the spirit left, and I began laughing.
Well, probably that crying was not even you, Sue.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't me.
That's what we see so often. They'll react like that. They don't want to lose their house. You know, so they are foreclosed, finally. Well, in each one that came out, I'm sure you felt better and better with each one departing.
Yes, and all my life I've had trouble crying. I mean, I would just not be able to cry. And, I mean, I just sobbed like for like an hour, just cried and cried. So it was, yes, I could, and I felt lighter inside. And I could, when I could breathe down to my stomach, where I couldn't do that before. It's like there was something keeping me from breathing and feeling the air.
Probably something in the way.
Yes, that's how I felt.
Well, it's a marvelous experience to unload, and that's why it's so fun doing deliverance. I think all we did this last week, we ministered on Monday nights here, and we had 10 cases. We had 11 teams here to minister, and after the teaching, then we had each individual minister working privately, ministering on a one-to-one, and it is just marvelous to see the results. It's just beautiful to see what a few hours sometimes can do for a person where they've been bound up for years, in some cases where they've been inherited. In fact, people have never known what it felt like to unload and be free.
No, that's true. I know after my deliverance, I could actually see myself as a little four-year-old child in a beautiful field of flowers. And as I shared that with Ron, he began tears been coming down his face, and he knew my deliverance was true and it was real. It's the first time I've ever seen myself happy because I was laughing.
Well, you knew something had happened. Well, how long ago was that now, Sue?
It was in April, on April the 22nd, 1992. I'll always remember that day that I was free.
Special day. Well, you've had a pretty good run on it, and the proof of the pudding is, I guess, and how are you yet today?
Wonderful. My relationship with God is very intimate. It's a wonderful relationship. I see God as a loving, caring, wonderful Father in heaven, and I cherish my relationship with God. I don't think I would have had this relationship if I had not been delivered.
Those things do block us in so many ways. Besides coming to kill, destroy, and steal, they seem to block us in our growth, in our ministry, in our relationship with the Lord. I don't know how they pull that off. I don't know all these things, but I've learned how to work it, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Well, how about the fear thing? Is that gone now, Sue?
I have none. Matter of fact, on May the 1st of this year, I drove my daughter to Enid and back for a singing contest. Had no fear, none whatsoever. Have no fear of elevators. I had no fear of being alone. It's just wonderful. It's like a brand new me.
Would you say, Sue, that Jesus is still setting the captives free?
Jesus is still setting the captives free. And I love going in the name of Jesus and seeing others be set free as I have been set free.
Well, freely you've received, now freely give, and I know you and your husband are, in fact, even starting to minister to people now. How good does that feel?
That is wonderful. It's just precious to see the power of God.
And you all have the same power we got, praise God. Now it's just a matter of learning how to use it and ministering to the hurting people everywhere all around us. Well, Sue Nichol, thank you so much for sharing a beautiful testimony.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.